It's the Big Wake Up Call. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time for my next guest. Coming up in March, we have National Ladder Safety Month, which, of course, was designed to raise awareness of ladder safety and decrease the thousands of injuries that occur each year from ladder misuse. I have on the phone Ryan Moss, who is the president of the nonprofit American Ladder Institute and CEO of Little Giant Ladder Systems. We're going to talk about ladder safety just in time for Ladder Safety Month. Ryan, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ryan, and thank you for having me on.
I'm glad you're here, and I know this is an important issue. So many people doing DIY, doing renovations on their home. I know I had a cousin of mine was seriously injured on a ladder cleaning the gutters on his home, and we'll never make that mistake again, but I just think it's something a lot of homeowners don't really consider the dangers.
I think you are right. Few people understand that every day in America, there are over 2,000 reported ladder accidents. That means there are some that are unreported beyond that. And from those ladder accidents, there's 100 permanent disabilities and sadly a death every day from a ladder-related injury. And so that's somebody's son, father, mother, daughter. It's, you know, there's families that are impacted by this and a lot every single day. So this is a real serious topic that a lot of times I think we take for granted, and probably for the reason that we are so familiar with ladders. Ladders are one of the oldest tools on earth. They were invented before the wheel, and it's a very common household item or job site item. And consequently, I think because we're so familiar with them, we often get complacent in our selection and use of ladders.
So in your experience, and you've been around ladders in the ladder business for the majority of your career, what are some things to keep in mind? Like, what are some basic safety things we can do when we're working on a project that involves a ladder?
Well, first off, we've got to understand the task at hand. What is it that we're actually going to accomplish? And then, most important, choose the right ladder for the job. So does this task require an extension ladder? Maybe a multi-purpose ladder that can get into a staircase or a step ladder. And then, did I also choose the right height? Beyond choosing the right one with the right weight rating, I need the right size to go with it. Once I've done that, understanding our own abilities to be able to set up the product in a safe manner, and then can we physically climb the ladder and do the task without putting ourselves at risk? Sometimes we have to fully understand our own physical limitations and whether this is something that we physically should be doing. If so, and we set it up properly, we should be good to go. We also want to make sure that we're choosing ladders in place of things like chairs or piano benches or 55-gallon drums or other things that we happen to stand on, that sometimes accidents come where there should have been a ladder being used and something else was.
Yeah, I am terrified. I was out shopping the other day, and someone, it's a big store. They're changing the signage, and this person, is like on a chair they must have taken from the cafe, and I just keep thinking that's like one shift in weight away from a serious injury.
Oh, yeah. There's too many of those out there.
But you were talking about the ladder being one of the oldest tools. Obviously, ladder technology has certainly accelerated. How are today's ladders better than those, even just a few years ago?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that we're seeing across the industry, and you'll notice this in the big boxes or distribution for ladders, is you're seeing a lot fewer of the lighter duty weight ratings and more of the more industrial or heavy duty weight ratings, which consequently means it's a stronger product and designed for more heavy duty use. And so I think that's one of the things that you're seeing in the industry. And then on top of that, there is a lot of innovation in the ladder space right now. This innovation is geared towards safety. It's geared towards productivity. You're seeing some innovations in ladders that have never been around. And now, even not just 5 years, but even the last 3 years, there's been a lot. There's new things coming out every single year. And so I think that's one of the exciting things about this industry.
You know, a lot of us probably have a ladder that's been in the garage, in the tool shed. We've had it for years, if not decades. What are some signs to look for that, like, an older ladder is not safe?
Well, I think right off the bat, let's look at the simple one. When we look at it, does it look like Grandpa's ladder? Does it look like it's been around for a long time? Because if it does look like Grandpa's ladder, there's a good chance that the feet are going to be very worn on this product, maybe worn down to the point that they're not even doing the job intended, or putting somebody potentially at risk. But beyond the feet, you know, how about the rungs and the rails and the hinges and spreader bars and all those things? Are they in good working order? Are they bent? Or are they damaged in any way? If there's any type of damage to this product, we shouldn't be using it at all. If we start to climb a ladder in any way, it feels wobbly or scares us, makes us, you know, a little bit concerned about, am I going to be okay? It's probably time to step off of that ladder and analyze, should I be buying a newer, stronger product?
And Ryan Moss is president of the nonprofit American Ladder Institute. He is CEO of the Little Giant Ladder Systems. And Ryan, where can we go for more information on ladder safety?
You bet. LadderSafetyMonth.com has a lot of information for the month of March, where there's a host of information on all kinds of things, from the proper selection, care, and use of ladders. And then even beyond that, laddersafetytraining.org, available in English and Spanish, where there are videos and training, that there's a host of things there for a lot more information.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for joining me today, and stay safe.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.